Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our now 200 plus stations coast to coast via our fabulous networks. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at Elite Rehab, because everyone knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. And that is the word for it, guys. If someone you care about needs help, for their sake, for your sake, pick up the phone and call the professional at 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Help the ones you love put that chapter behind them for their sake, for your sake. 800-932-4082. Sitting here, coffee in hand. Thank you for, we had mugs sent to us last week by, Susan Trainer, was it? I think it was. Thank you, Susan, for sending us the mugs. We absolutely love them from her neighborhood dollar store. Love it. Everybody here is using them. I think she sent us five, one for everybody. Mine is filled to the brim with, I love this, pumpkin spice. I got a load of this. It seems like more of an autumnal coffee, but I got a load of this pumpkin spice for 75% off. It is delish. Little taste of fall as we enjoy this beautiful springtime weather. Looking out the studio windows at a gorgeous landscape. Tons of rain again around here in the Philadelphia area. My hair's frizzing to oblivion and I just don't care. And today, guys, we are circling back with an update on last week's show, talking about the fabulous home improvement project we finally tackled last week for about easily 90% off the usual rehab costs, all right? Thanks to Goodwill, Craigslist, my beloved Deep Carpet Cleaner, and our local paint store. And I got a flood of emails from listeners who took their own Craigslist addiction to the next step and are making a serious side hustle out of it. I'm not talking $100 a week, which would be impressive enough. I'm talking about people, men, women, all ages, who are bringing in oftentimes $1,000 a week in cash, thousands a month in their spare time with their unique talents, talents that you possess as well. Love it, love it, love it. With no further ado, I've got paperwork everywhere here. Who sent me this particular one? I have this one from Eddie T, listening in from Denver, Colorado. Thank you so much. Best ways, and this is how he grew his Craigslist business. A lot of common threads through all the emails that I'm getting here and the picture sent, everything. I love it. Here we go. Your best bets. Here we go. To get it for free and sell it for a profit. This is business 101. But it is astonishing how many people are unaware of this when it comes to Craigslist. Now, Craigslist, some fun facts with regards to your potential for serious money making. Craigslist has come to serve a unique niche in the internet community. All right. I have used it so many times, I can't begin to tell you. I have saved thousands of dollars. This is proven by the, you ready for this number? 50 plus billion page views that it pulls in on a monthly basis. 50 billion plus page views on a monthly basis. So of course, where there's a lot of people, there's some serious cash to be made. All right. So on today's show, we're going to share with you a couple of tried and tested serious Craigslist money-making ideas that you can start using today. And again, your number one strategy, business 101, get it for free, sell it for a profit. So to start off, there's one area that you'll want to become best friends with, and that is the free stuff section. Now, for those of you out there that are familiar with Craigslist, forgive me if I'm telling you stuff you already know, because you would be amazed how many people don't know about Craigslist. I have gotten so many things on Craigslist, guys. I got the living room furniture, antique, beautiful, unique, gorgeous, that I just needed to freshen up a bit with, believe it or not, some fabric paint, some old English, completely customized it, made it my own. I get so many comments on this sofa. It's this curved Victorian sofa, huge, fits in our nice, you know, little living room right around the fireplace. It's like it was made for it, okay? And people who I love and respect who spend a hell of a lot more for their furniture than I do come in and they rave about it. If I told them that I spent $150 on this sofa, they would fall on the floor, all right? This is the money that can be saved. And you guys know the story. For those of you who don't, the huge swing set that we have in our backyard that retailed for 10 grand that we got for free. We simply needed to pick it up and get it over here on our own. And I, with my complete lack of any mechanical skill, managed to dismantle this huge thing on my own, haul it into a U-Haul truck, and bring it home. All right, it needed one replacement, something that attached the chain to the top of it. I forget what that's called. But between the rental truck and that one small piece, we spent $50 on this beautiful $10,000 swing set because the person had to get rid of it. So here's the stuff that's available on the free section. It's not junk. It's, well, sometimes it's stuff they just want to get rid of. But an honest to God, if you're looking for anything, books, housewares, furniture, even people are talking about cars, take a look in the free stuff section. You'd be amazed what you can find for far less than you thought. To get there, for those of you who aren't familiar, visit Craigslist site for your own city. You don't have to do anything different, really. Just enter Craigslist.org. The site will automatically bring up Craigslist for your local area, okay? Go to the for sale section and click the free stuff tab. This place is a goldmine of opportunities, okay? You're going to find tons of used, sometimes almost new, honestly, slightly used items. You can get free stuff from used furniture, tools, books, clothing, wedding gowns. I'm hearing from people, don't ask. I don't think I want to know the stories behind the free wedding gowns. What I want to talk about is the opportunity lingering big time behind those free wedding gowns. Beautiful. Generally, the only catch is that you have to move the stuff yourself, which is totally understandable. No one's going to deliver this stuff. Some people may even help you load it, which is very kind of them. Either way, you're going to be picking up some big items. If you're picking them up, it helps to have a truck or an SUV. Be safe, all right? Now, make no mistake about the quality of the goods you find in the for free section. With a few exceptions, people are generally trying to get rid of stuff that are, most often than not, in very good shape. They just don't need it anymore. They don't want to go through the hassle of trying to sell it at a garage sale or try to, you know, send it anywhere themselves. So Craigslist is serving them as well, and everyone's going to be a winner. Okay. It's just circumstance that leads them to give it away instead of selling it. Oftentimes, they're just big items that they can't move on their own, and they have no sentimental value to it. Okay, to sell it, say, you know, putting an ad in the paper would require making a post, being contacted, everything, discussing the price and the meeting, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to do it. So a lot of times what people do is they will take these huge items, they'll have a neighborhood kid put it on the corner, on the curb, and they'll put it on the free stuff thing saying, it's here on the curb, come and get it, and people will flood to come get it. It's brilliant, all right? So if you have experience, say, selling stuff on eBay, which my husband is very good at, that's going to come in handy when you're using Craigslist because there's a lot of similar principles, okay? So when you get on there, make a Craigslist account. I have done this a number of times when we were renting out our rentals, when we've been selling stuff. It's very, very easy to do. Generally, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Next up. Sign on, have your account up, and I'm not going to go through the whole process of, you know, signing up for Craigslist. Go on there. It's very user-friendly. Again, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Then you go in there and you search for free stuff. It is your money-making haven. Make sure you get very comfortable browsing this place because it's going to be your main hub for your operation, okay? What you can do, if you know you want to specialize, say, in rehabbing furniture, which is big on Craigslist, put in searches in the free stuff, or maybe up to, say, you know, $20 or something, whatever your price range you're comfortable with. And you can put in searches where it will alert you via email the nanosecond anything comes online that you're looking for. It's brilliant. So get very comfortable doing that too. Again, we found, now that's how I found the $10,000 swing set. That's how I have found thousands of dollars in furniture. Just this past week, I bought a bunk bed on Craigslist. Well, I made arrangements for it. We're picking it up next week for Robbie's room that we're redoing again, my 11-year-old son. He wanted a bunk bed, and they are blessed freaking expensive. We're the ones, the high-quality ones that I want. Went online. Within 20 minutes, I found this bunk bed that was worth $950 because the link to the bunk bed is right there. This bunk bed's still in great shape. I am getting it for $150 so long as I can pick it up. When this thing is dismantled, it slides right into the back of Big Blue, my beautiful station wagon. So we're going to have air quotes, free shipping. Don't even need to hire a truck or do anything else. It's brilliant. That's what I'm talking about. Now, and when you put in these searches and you have them automatically sent to your email, that means you're going to have the most up-to-date information and you're going to snag all the good stuff before other people do. It's what happened with the swing set. I highly recommend it. Now, when you get your hands on this, and again, mainly we're talking about furniture, think about when you're looking at the free stuff, you want to do, this is straight from the people who are making thousands a week, think about getting one of the long dressers, any color, any size, any kind of shape, any sort of, you know, condition that it's in. Then you get a high boy type piece of furniture, doesn't have to match, and maybe even a bed that goes with it, something else. You bring it home, you scrub it up. If it's plain wood, some old English will do the trick. You can stain it all to look the exact same, or you can paint it. people are painting these like a beautiful glossy black or a beautiful glossy, you know, white, or if you want to go fun for kids' rooms, light blue, light pink, and they sell it as a set for $1,000. Oftentimes they retail for $5 and above, you know, in other stores. And here's the kicker. One of the biggest things they recommend, have your truck with you and offer, air quotes, free delivery within a certain number of miles. Love it. Coming up after the break, more outstanding side hustles on Craigslist that can turn your talents and spare time into an amazing sideline career. And my good friends, Dr. Sigrun Hallmeyer with Advocate Lutheran General Hospital and Cassie Beisel with the Melanoma Research Foundation to talk about the incredible breakthroughs in the treatment of melanoma. What was once considered a deadly disease is now becoming utterly manageable. And of course, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned. Cheap is small, and not too
steep, but best of all. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And as we ramp up for summer, I'm so happy, as we all ramp up for summer, we can't wait for the warmer weather and throwing open the windows and getting some fresh air. It's all fabulous. I can't recommend it enough. And there's a few additional responsibilities that come with the summer weather, like continually educating ourselves on the importance of protecting ourselves and those we love from the sun's rays, and protecting them against ailments like melanoma, one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S. Believe it or not, guys, incidence of the disease has increased over the past 25 years, even with all the info out there. But people affected by advanced melanoma have so many reasons to feel very optimistic about available treatments, new treatments, including immunotherapy, which works with the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. What an age we live in. Here to tell us more, joining us via our newsmaker line, Dr. Sigrun Hallmeyer with Advocate Lutheran General Hospital, and Cassie Beisel with the Melanoma Research Foundation, joining us via our newsmaker line with more about an immunotherapy combo, which is, this is amazing, guys, that treats certain patients with this disease so much more effectively than in generations past. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Kristen, for having us.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Dr. Hallmeyer, I'm going to start with you. Now, we've all heard the phrase melanoma before, but if you would, what is advanced metastatic melanoma?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Kristen, for this question. And believe it or not, I see patients in my practice every single day who've been diagnosed with that. And very often, melanoma arises from a mole, so from a pigmented lesion on our skin that becomes cancerous, becomes malignant. And when that happens, these cells gain access to deeper tissues within our skin where we have blood vessels and lymphoid channels from which those cells then can travel to the rest of our body, typically locally, initially first to the lymph nodes. And from there, it can spread literally anywhere in our body, like lung or liver or bone, can very rapidly affect very vital organs. And when people say, you know, the risk of dying from melanoma, it's not so much from the skin cancer per se, but it is from its propensity to affect vital organs that are inside of our body.
Okay, now you may or may not know, we've just met here, but I'm a hypochondriac of the highest order. You think you've met them before, but like, here's Chris and here's the rest of the world below it. So when I see anything hinky, like what you're describing, the first gear that I slide effortlessly into is freak out completely. So talk me down out of my tree, if you would. And in all seriousness, tell our listeners, what are some of the symptoms and the common risk factors we should all look out for?
Yeah. So Chris, I don't really want to talk you off that tree. It's good. You cannot be more hyper aware of this illness than you are, because we're really facing the opposite animal, that most patients who have very significant, very, quote, ugly skin lesions think, oh, that's not a big deal, you know? So anything that is on your skin that is misshapen, that has jagged edges, that might be ulcerated, where you actually have experienced some bleeding from the lesion, any mole that is changing in its appearance should really be brought to the attention of your healthcare professional, your primary care doctor, your dermatologist, as soon as you're aware of those changes.
I love that. Dr. Hall, you get me so well. Don't change, Chris. That's such easy advice for me to follow. In all seriousness, now, Cassie, I'm going to slide to you if I will. Tell our listeners, please, how you became part of this amazing Melanoma Research Foundation. How did you get to be part of this?
So in 2011, I was actually diagnosed with advanced stage melanoma. It was not a lesion that was on my skin. It popped into my lymph nodes. Oftentimes, if you don't catch a lesion in time, it can regress back into your skin and travel through your lymphatic system and have a distant metastasis into your lymph nodes. So I found a lymph node under my arm, went and got it checked out. I had great doctors who then removed it. After another cancer, I had a second cancer after that, but after that, I couldn't work in the regular life anymore, and I had to do something about this and share the story and make sure that people were aware that this just wasn't skin cancer, that it was something that was fierce and needed to be dealt with. So I went and kicked down the Melanoma Research Foundation's doors, and here I am today.
Amazing. Now, so you have a first person. The difference between you and other people is you saw symptoms and you got it checked out. There are so many people out there saying, oh, you know, I'm sure it's nothing. I'm not going to worry about it. Let's give it a couple more months. And you are your own best advertising. You got it taken care of. You kicked the door in, so to speak. But here's a question for you. Talk to me personally, if you would. What are the mental and the physical and the emotional challenges, forget financial challenges, every type of challenge across the spectrum that patients are going to face when they're diagnosed with something like this? They want to put it in the rearview mirror. We live in amazing times where that's more possible than ever. But talk to me specifically regarding your own experience, what those types of challenges patients have to face.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you're going through an initial diagnosis, you know, you're thinking, how did this happen to me? This is impossible. I am invincible. Why did it happen to me? what's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to my children? Where am I going to go for treatment? What does treatment look like? Am I going to be able to endure this? There is shock, there is fear, there is depression. There is a sense of just not, of losing control, not knowing that you have control of your own life anymore. And so those are some of the things that I went through. And the reason that I work for the Melanoma Research Foundation is because they offered so many great resources and support for me during that time that I wanted to continue along with them in my journey throughout the remainder of my life and be able to offer those great resources to other people who are facing the same thing I faced.
Yep. And you led me right into the next question. Talk to me about today's fantastic support initiatives out there. Thanks to people like you, the educational support and the emotional support. What's available out there for patients and families who are new to this? They want to put it in the rearview mirror as well. They want to utilize every tool that they may not even know is out there. Talk to them about that.
Absolutely. So the Melanoma Research Foundation offers a vast support resources for folks who have been just diagnosed all the way through survivorship for this horrible disease, such as patient and caregiver guides. We offer a patient forum that lets you talk to somebody who's been there, done that, that can help you navigate through, you know, what the next stages of your journey are going to look like. A map that helps you find treatments with doctors such as Dr. Hallmeyer. There are educational materials for our patients. They've really supported us through this whole process of providing these wonderful resource materials through our Education Institute. We just have a plethora. I can go on for like an hour about all the things that we have to support patients out there.
Doctor, one more question for you. I knew the time was going to fly. We got about 2 minutes. Tell us all a bit about this immunotherapy combo treatment. It sounds like science fiction. It's not. That's just the blessed age we live in. Break it down for me in terms that I can understand as to exactly what this does.
Chris, yeah, thank you. So you're talking about, you know, this miraculous change in how we approach this disease, you know. So when Cassie was diagnosed in 2011, literally patients with metastatic melanoma, so again, when the disease has spread to the distant organs, were facing about an 8 months overall survival. So within my meeting them and them ultimately being buried by their family members, it would be a very short 8 months, and that flies by just as quick as this interview, right? So where we are now with immunotherapy and really specifically with the targeted treatments that have really changed how we approach many malignancies, but more specifically melanoma, is with the treatments that have been developed by very, very sophisticated pharmaceutical companies like Bristol Myers Squibb. And I want to disclose I've worked with them essentially for my entire career, being part of their phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials that led these drugs to their approval. And I've also been able to advise them in really how it looks at the bedside, you know, when we treat patients with this awful illness. And so we just recently looked at our 4-year follow-up for this clinical trial that looked at metastatic melanoma. And at that cut, we had groundbreaking numbers. 50% of our patients in this clinical trial are alive and well at 4 years from their diagnosis. Again, 10 years ago, Cassie's time, 8 months median overall survival. Nobody was alive at 4 years. Now half of our patients are.
Again, it's just amazing the breakthroughs that are out there. I so appreciate it. Thank you, Cassie, for sharing your story. Doctor, thank you so much for all you do. Many thanks to Bristol Myers Squibb. And overall, I want to thank Dr. Hallmeyer so much for the great advice to continue being a freak out artist. It's what I do best. I'm going to say from now on when I do it, I'm going to say doctor's orders, and that's all there is to it. I'll refer them to you if they have any
Please.
Questions. And in all seriousness, ladies, you've got an open mic anytime. Thank you so much for all that you do, and join us again sometime.
Chris, thank you so much. It's been wonderful being with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024.
And we are back with the Kristen Ngofeen Show, half past the hour, which means it's time for my favorite segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, with the fine gentleman to my right, Dad, talking about all of this week's latest trends, the party never stopped. What are the tea leaves telling you this week, sir?
And hi again, everybody. What we're going to be talking about is why home buyers are optimistic about home ownership, and I think they should be. We're going to be talking about one of the big factors in getting your house sold and getting it sold the right way.
Very good.
Is making sure that prospective buyers can get access to your house. That is, you'd think it'd be really fundamental, but especially if you're trying to sell the house on your own and you are working a full-time job and people can only get in when you're home or home on the weekends, that can be a big problem.
Yep.
And then we're going to talk about the cost of renting versus buying.
Ooh.
Buying is a lot cheaper than renting.
Gotta love those numbers. Those numbers never lie. It's amazing how many people out there still think that maybe they were raised in rentals their whole lives or whatever else, and they never really put pen to paper, but when 90 seconds with a calculator can show you how you can greatly expand your own wealth, which is the number one reason I love, no-brainer.
Yep. And then we're going to talk a little bit about pricing and sales trends. Sales are down a little bit and prices are up.
Okay.
Or sales are level and prices are up.
All right.
Okay?
I like the prices are up part.
First of all, you like the prices are up part? Okay. So let's talk about, first of all, while homeowners are optimistic about home ownership. And folks,
nice.
I want to repeat the advice that I hope we give enough, and I hope we give it often enough, that now is absolutely the best time that you are going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to make that first home buy or to make that move up buy. If the house you've been living in 5-6 years, you've no doubt built up a good bit of equity in it. If you want to sell and move up to the bigger house, get closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws, closer to work, farther away from work, different school district, whatever. Need a two-car garage or maybe a six-car garage if you've really gotten prosperous.
Nice.
Now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to make that move. Now, in fairness, let me say that the opportunity is not quite as good now as it was 6 months ago or
sure.
a year ago or 2 years ago because prices have gone up, interest rates have gone up, but interest rates are still trending up, I believe, long-term, even though we've seen a short-term blip down. And prices are long-term, I think, nowhere to go but up. In fact, if you look at the CoreLogic expectations for home prices over the next 5 years, and they put out their new survey every quarter, and it's saying the same thing for about the last several surveys that they've done, that you can expect, on average, the average home prices to be up about 25% over the next 5 years.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
So if you want to see your net worth increase without doing anything different except enjoying life more, buy that house.
And I know we've talked about this before, but the numbers you say are so staggering with this, but the biggest takeaway that I have is when you're talking about like a $300,000 investment, that's going to be raised by about 25%, which is like another 60 grand. You're not putting out 300 grand for your investment.
25% of 300,000 is 75,000.
75,000, I apologize.
We engineers are good at math.
But in all seriousness, for a $300,000 investment, you're not putting $300,000 into that investment. You're maybe putting, maybe $30,000, $50,000 at most, depending on how you finance this investment, to be able to pull 75 grand out of that just 5 short years later. It's astonishing. It's just a no-brainer to me.
That's one of the big advantages of residential real estate is that you have a whole heck of a lot of leverage working for you. Now, can you get that same kind of leverage working for you in the stock market? Well, to some degree, yes. You can buy stock without paying the full price. You can buy it on margin. But I think the margin requirements for most stock purchases are like 50%. So you can find a way to get into a $300,000 house probably for as little as $10,000 down.
Incredible.
A 3.5% down payment, even for the FHA programs, you need to put 3.5% of your own money in, Chrissy.
Right.
But then you can ask for a seller assist that'll cover the bulk of the rest of your closing costs. So for about $10,000, you can control a $300,000 investment.
Brilliant.
Now, that is really going to multiply your gains as the price goes up. Unfortunately, it also multiplies your losses if prices go down.
True.
But consensus amongst all the people who believe they know what should be happening in the home pricing business is that home prices are going to be going up.
And something else you touched on, we've just throttled out of one of the more painful recessions we're going to experience in our lifetimes. And even people who bought at the height of the market just before the recession, you've mentioned time and again, chances are excellent they pulled out of that and they are now in positive territory again. So it's survivable.
Yeah, to give a little bit of perspective on that, the bubble that was created in home pricing, courtesy of your federal government,
exactly.
And we've talked about this in the past, it really wasn't the fault of those big bad Wall Street bankers.
Nope.
It was the fault of two banks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and that really isn't understood by most of the home buying public. But it was totally engineered, my opinion, at the hands of the federal government, not those big bad bankers on Wall Street. Now, with the Trump administration and Steve Mnuchin as Secretary of the Treasury, that seems to be under better control.
Yep.
And I read some very, very encouraging news a couple of weeks ago that Mnuchin and the people at Treasury, they're finally getting it to it in their priority list. They're going to do something to really reduce the role of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in mortgage financing. I would love to see Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac be eliminated entirely, but that might be too much to hope for.
Yeah, it could be a little too.
But anyway, if you buy that first house, say for $300,000, and that's kind of the typical price for a first-time home buyer house, and boy, that sounds like higher than hell to me because the $300,000 is a whale of a lot of money, especially when you paid $16,000 for your first house.
I love it.
Home buyers are optimistic about home ownership. You mentioned that people who bought even at the height of the market, and if you go back and look at history, the height of the market was 2008 before the bubble burst.
Yes.
And all those bad loans began coming home to roost. And we got to a point where, like in 2009, 2010, about 35% of the home sales were foreclosures or short sales, and prices were falling off a cliff.
It's terrifying.
But, and it was, and there were careers ruined and builders ruined and marriages stressed and divorces caused because of all this financial stress. But that was pretty well worked through by 2012, 2013. We hit bottom, began to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 6 or 7 years, we've been recovering. As of about a year, year and a half ago, Chrissy, in most parts of the country, we had gotten back to the same level of pricing that we saw in 2008.
So it can be done.
And since then, we've gone up. So most people, I'd say 80-85% of the people in the country who have a mortgage now have positive equity.
That's fantastic.
Even if you bought at the height of the panic just starting, recovered enough now so that you've got positive equity in your house. So if you can come through something that bad and you only have to, you know, hold on for 6 or 7 years, mm-hmm. and everybody got to live in a house someplace.
Exactly.
And you're showing positive results, it's a very, very solid bet that you're going to be looking good if you buy that house and then live in it, watch your equity grow. Most millionaires who've been made in this country have been made because of real estate.
Exactly.
But home buyers are optimistic about home ownership.
And they should be. That's exciting.
Over half of the shoppers, the home people shopping for homes right now, believe that home prices have hit their peak. I certainly strongly disagree with that.
That doesn't feel right to me either. I think that they definitely have a good ways to go upwards before they level off.
Yeah, but that's why sales are still strong. Unit sales in most parts of the country are down a little bit in 2018 from what they were in 2017.
Okay.
But prices were going up.
Okay.
In most parts of the country. Not all, but most parts of the country they were going up. So again, very, very solid bet, folks, that if you want to begin building your wealth, the surest way to do it is not the stock market.
No.
Not putting it under your mattress.
Definitely no.
It's buying that piece of real estate. As my uncle used to say, who was in the real estate business, buy a real estate kid, they quit making it.
They quit making it.
Every market, regardless of whether it's manufacturing, whether it's export, whether it's import, whether it's homes, you're going to see some downturns every so often.
Yep.
And that's really kind of the market cleaning itself out and taking wringing out excesses. But overall, the overall trend is up. Now let's talk a little bit about what some of the important factors are for getting your house sold. And you might want to think that this is just really, really basic, but access is one of the most important factors in getting your house sold. And this is one of the factors that argues against, you know, people trying to sell on their own. For sale by owner?
Yes.
I remember a few years ago, real estate business was being predicted, my God, this is going to become obsolete in a few years with the advent of the internet.
Yep.
Actually, just the opposite has happened. I think about 15 years ago, about 19% of the houses were sold by owners themselves without using a realtor.
Wow.
Last year, I believe that was down to about 7%.
Because I think a lot of people out there now know someone who attempted it or bought one through there, and just the cautionary tales are everywhere. Don't do it.
First thing, you need to hire that good realtor and make sure that you've got a process in place so people can get into your house and see it easily. And the easiest way to do that is for your realtor to put a lockbox on the door.
Right.
And say, okay, call our appointment center, ask to see the house at thus and such a time. We'll clear that with you to make sure that appointment time is okay with you. But that is the least amount of interference that you can give a prospective home buyer coming out to see your house.
I used to see a lot of FSBO signs in exactly the time frame you're talking about. I used to see far more, and now you're right, I hardly see any anymore.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that is the best way to provide access to your house is a lockbox on the door. Folks, once again, I'm going to repeat that. If you want to begin building your net worth and increasing your family's financial security, the way to do it is to get that first home bought. Or if you have that first home bought and you want to increase it even more, get into that bigger house that your family probably needs anyway. And by the way, the cost of renting versus buying continues to come out. Buying is cheaper than renting.
Heck yeah.
And therefore, all the stars are aligned. Get out there and buy that first home or make that move up buy. And I see we're about out of time.
Yeah, the time's flying. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024. 800-511-3024.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. And typically, gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about a way to put your talents, your unique abilities, and turn them into cash in your pocket, courtesy of a website that everyone listening to my voice has access to, and that is Craigslist. Now, before the break, we were talking about various ways to do this, and it doesn't matter what your talent is. Do you rehab electronics? Do you rehab furniture? Do you rehab, maybe you have a book collection, or you are an auctioneer, or I'm telling you guys, everything that you have a talent for, that you have an interest in, chances are outstanding. You can put them to work on Craigslist. I've talked with people who have craft ideas. They make custom quilts. They make custom anything. It's just fantastic. Getting directly back to the piles of paperwork that I have in front of me, we clearly have to do an additional show here. When you get into your Craigslist business and you have picked up your item that you have rehabbed, that you have perfected, you made it gorgeous, people are going to be clamoring for it. How do you get the top dollar for it on Craigslist? When you're putting it back up for sale, the number one way that people talk about that just ups the price value considerably, get some serious numbers of high quality pictures. Always post the maximum number of pics. These are pictures that you can take even on my phone. I love my phone. It's my little track phone. It serves me well. One of the many things it does is it takes amazing pictures. It takes great video. So if I've got a phone that everybody can use to get high quality pics, you know you do as well. Always post the maximum number of pics. Bring the potential buyers right there into the room with you, so to speak, when it comes to every angle that you take a picture of, you know, every single little quirk about it, you know, take pictures of the knobs on the dresser, the quality of the paint, that kind of thing. People are visual creatures. They like to see what they're buying. And knowing that puts you one step ahead of your competitors, because you will not be the only one out there selling this furniture, selling the electronics, selling the books, selling the antique jewelry. That was another thing. People were selling vintage clothing. There is a market for everything, you guys, all right? So take as many quality pictures as you can, different angles, showing different various, you know, details of the item. Okay, and then you post your ad. You're going back to the for sale category. You put your item in the into the appropriate subcategory. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get on there, whether it means furniture or cars or whatever it is that you have, toys, electronics. Include as much information as you're comfortable with. And then obviously the principle at play here is to take something that someone wouldn't sell that you found back in the free section, improve its quality, and then sell it for a profit, but price it competitively, okay? Don't go for the top echelon price for this. You want to get it out there and get it competitively priced so that people will be clamoring for emails for you, okay? Now here's the next thing. Here's the delicate dance you want to do. Make sure you price it at a price where you're comfortable throttling back maybe 10% in negotiations. If you want $50 for this, or if you want $500 for this whole set when you're done, price it around $600 so you can say, hey, you know what, for you, I'll give it to you for $500. Don't forget about that free delivery within 10 miles of my house. It's going to go. It's going to get sold. It's technically the process of flipping, except honestly, some items can be resold as is, all right? Make the product sound as good as possible, but be honest. If it has a dent or a ding, especially if it's an antique, no one's going to worry about it. They're going to like it that way. Then after you do that, you get it delivered, you got cash in your pocket. What do? You do it all over again. You do it all over again. You make some mental notes as to what you might have changed, what you might have done differently, and then you do it all over again. You perfect this side hustle, and you put thousands of bucks more in your pocket. In the beginning, the amount of time and material you spend on each item may make it harder to make the profit you're looking for. But as you get the process down to a science, as you perfect this gift of yours, you're going to start making some serious cash. In my wildest estimations, I did not think people had these kind of significant side hustles on Craigslist. It is magnificent. So if you combine a couple of your skill sets into this between your business skills, your customer service skills, because customer service, I think we're all in agreement, is dead. So when you add your talents, the free delivery, be safe about it, bring somebody with you, you know, use your head, and you put your customer service, your talents, your delivery, you are going to make a serious side hustle out of this, especially if you have your own truck. If you don't have your own truck, I don't have a truck. I've got a station wagon. If you ever need a truck, get to be good friends with the truck rental place. Maybe they'll throw you a bone. Maybe they won't, but it's still worthwhile to rent the truck when you're getting something you need. So there's how you're making extra huge money in your free time. You're putting your talents to work. More ways to earn cash with Craigslist. Here's something did not even occur to me. Not one, but two people put this out there. They're doing like an Uber Lyft type thing, putting their name out there for rides, for like cab rides, this kind of thing in their spare time. I have not delved into this with regards to, you know, the legal ramifications, whatever it is. But when you hear from not one, but two people who are doing this, it's kind of interesting. And it's not like a taxi ride. It's actually a delivery service. That's what it is. Here's the next thing. Say you don't have a car, or say you don't have a truck, or say you don't have the upper body strength to really move a lot of furniture around, but you need to get some furniture where you are, and maybe you need to be able to deliver it somewhere. There are people out there with delivery services on Craigslist that are second to none. And it's dazzling to me. I'm so incredibly impressed with this. So whatever your idea for a side hustle, you're thinking, oh, that's kind of outlandish. Who's going to want this? Who's going to want that? There's someone out there that wants it. It's basically like the world's best magnificent garage sale. But there's billions of things at this garage sale, amazingly flippable things at this garage sale that won't break your bank, won't break your back. It's all good. Here's another good one. I love this. I'm going to bring up a couple of these. Do you have any storage space? What do I mean? Here's what I mean. Usually my storage space is stuffed with stuff. Here's how other people use their storage space. Another example, somebody who keeps seasonal stuff around to sell. Imagine picking up a huge haul of Halloween stuff in March from someone on Craigslist who had to get rid of it. You keep it in your storage space and you sell it for 10 times more later on. Another example, somebody I know went to a discount grocery and found thousands of little packs of Hanukkah candles, the small ones that look like birthday candles, got them for next to nothing. I think he got thousands of packs for about $5. He sold, talk about something that's ultimately eBayable, selling these tiny, effortless, weightless, easily shipped packs for $1 a piece. You want to know a nice write-up on those? And they're very, very easy to store. Okay, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Doesn't cost much, and it's money in the bank. Now, when we're talking, think about Christmas stuff. Think about people who get rid of their Christmas decorations or need new stuff every year. You find in January that you come across a 90% off sale for Christmas lights or whatever kind of holiday lights you want to do, and then you hang on to them, and you sell them brand new for near retail later on. It's brilliant. You guys, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. You can do this with anything. Fire pits, air conditioners, fans, sleds, jet skis. You get it. Go out there and make some money at it. Now, I know you guys are crazy busy, but I know one underlying theme, you've all got bills to pay and a little bit of debt to pay down. And you've got fantastic, amazing skills that I want the world to know about. Tie all those things together. Start making some serious money on your side hustles on Craigslist. Do it safe. Do it smart. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. 800-613-3597. That's 800-613-3597.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-511-3024, 800-511-3024, 800-511-3024, 800-511-3024.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. And typically, gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.